Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's praise God on tonight, this awesome Thursday, this thankful Thursday. We're just thanking God and praising God for another opportunity to be here on tonight. And we're just thanking God because we just want to give God all of us. Hallelujah. We just want to give him all of us. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for this day. I thank you for this night. I thank you for each and every person that's on this blog on tonight. God, we just glorifying your name. We just giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We had a party last Thursday, and we're going to continue that party on this Thursday because we know that when we have a party for God, it's not going to stop. So we just thanking God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's so awesome and so amazing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just know that we're going to have some praise reports on tonight. I know that we're going to have some testimonies on tonight because we are here and God has been great to us. He woke us up this morning. That's a testimony right there. Once again, hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So I'm just thanking him on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thanking him. Hallelujah. For being so awesome and so great to us. Oh, my God. Oh, my. A lot of people didn't make it to see this day. But that's not the case for us. We are here. So glory to God. Once again, he's done it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to open my eyes this morning and let me see another day, another day, another day. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I remember some years ago, and we used to get the kids up early in the morning, and we would go in the basement, and our exercise would be praising God. Hallelujah. And we would go down there, and we would say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up, and let me see another day, another day, another day. And we would be just walking around, running around, jogging in place, and that would be our exercise. But in the midst of exercising, we were praising God. And I just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for bringing that back, because sometimes we just got to go back to old school, doing what we used to do. Hallelujah. God gets the glory. Giving God the glory. That's what we need to focus on, giving God the glory. Thank you, Lord. I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him, and I thank him over and over and over again. And I know I don't give him enough praise. I know I don't give him enough time. Hallelujah. 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 He deserves all of me. All of me. All of me. Oh, glory to God. I just thank him. I thank him. I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. For being so great. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for being my provider. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being my comforter. I thank you, Lord God, for being my healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My healer, my provider, my friend, my daddy. Hallelujah. How many know that you all are royalty because your daddy is a king? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take ownership of who you are because of whose you are. Take ownership of who you are because of whose you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This party is getting ready to get started. This party is getting ready to get started. Hallelujah. How many are excited tonight on what's happening already? How many of you are excited because of what's happening already? Woo. You should have came on here excited. You should have been excited before you got here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because if you serve a God like I serve, the God that I serve, he's worth being excited for. Excited about. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Before I just get going too much, the word for tonight says, seek my face at the beginning of your day. This practice enables you to put me on and wear me throughout the day. Most people put on clothes soon after rising from bed. Similarly, the sooner you put me on by communicating with me, the better prepared you are for whatever comes your way. To wear me is essentially to have my mind, to think my thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to control your thinking. Be transformed by this renewal within you. Thus, you are well equipped to face whatever people and situations I bring your way. Clothing your mind and me is your best preparation for the day, each day. This discipline brings joy and peace to you and those around you. We have four scriptures tonight. The first one coming from Psalms 27 and 8. When you say, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Romans 13 and 14, rather clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. Colossians 3 and 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just give God the glory. Let's just give God the praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute everybody's line. We're going to get this party started tonight. Hallelujah. We call this the Holy Spirit party. Hallelujah. And we know that this party will not stop because, glory to God, we're going to be on fire for him. Hallelujah. We know the fire won't go out. We know, God, hallelujah, that he's worthy to be praised. We know, hallelujah, your lines are muted. Can you give him the glory and the honor to worship God on tonight? How about that? How about that? Let's just worship him on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 God, be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get it. Praise. God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But my freedom was different. I made
my body is
a little
hallelujah. you know, it's the God.
It was more on the up for you. So I'm
thank you, Lord.
I'm going to see if some shit going to break out. But some niggas can't
be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
But it's just now. So this nigga like,
Hallelujah.
My God should come out on the floor. Hallelujah.
In and out. I did it. I ain't trying to say I was 99.9 for the company, but I was like 95. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Jesus.
You're not, your lines are unmuted. Isn't God with us?
Like, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've been so good. Glory, hallelujah. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is pleased. God is pleased. God is pleased. Are we just going to continue? We're going to continue with a word. God has an awesome word for you tonight because your man, your man's servant, his son, he's going to come in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has just fallen on him. This is truly God's child. Hallelujah. This is truly God's child, and he's going to bring a word straight from his daddy. I'm excited to hear what God has placed on his heart tonight. Hallelujah. We just ask that you pray for him as he delivers. Hallelujah. As he pours out, just ask God to infuse him more and more and more and more and more and more. Hallelujah. All of God, none of him. We just give you the glory, honor, and praise. Pastor Flint, your line is open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We just thank him. We just thank him. We thank him for just being here tonight. We thank him for life, health, and strength. We thank him for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank God for just being God all by himself. How many know he don't need nobody help? And we thank him for making a way out of no way. We thank him that he is the way. Thank you that this battle, no matter what you're going through, this battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. It belongs to the Lord. Let's learn how to turn it over to him, and let's watch him do exceedingly and abundantly above all that he can we ask or think, exceedingly and abundantly. Why? Because he's able. So we begin to just thank him and begin to praise him and worship him and magnify his name. So I'm going to say, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We'll give you some quick scriptures real quick, and then we're going to have some fun with the Holy Spirit, with the Father and the Son. Let's look at this. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let's look at James 1:17, which tells us every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Let's look at Psalm 95:1-3 that tells us, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. All right, let's look at Psalms 104:5. It tells us, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. So what do we get in the root of this situation is, let us know that give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Not in November when y'all had a turkey, but give thanks every day. Why? Because he allowed you to wake up and see another day. Some of us say, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, man, you can say that when you wake up with fresh blood running warm through your veins. You can say that when you look at the course of the day and all the things that has gone through, and yet you're still standing, yet you're still here. And say, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Then you can go into devil and say, what he kept you from? He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on Jesus. When you look at all the things that you drive past and all the different thoughts, you got the television on, all the different marketing schemes and thought projecting, but you can say, he kept my mind stayed on Jesus. He gave me a mind, a regulated mind, I'm clothed and dressed in my right mind, a mind to praise him, a mind to seek him early where he may be found, a mind to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Heavenly Father, we just give you honor, God, to give you glory, give you praise. Father, as I decrease and you increase, Father, as the Holy Spirit has complete control over all of you, none of me, all of you, none of us, God, we surrender ourselves to you. We surrender our plans, our will, our thoughts to you. Lord, help us to carry on this remainder of the service as you have shown me, even the last 10 minutes. So, God, I give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. And so it is. And here's what God has given me. This is, and sometimes you just got to have some fun with the Holy Spirit. So here's what God has said, right? I'm going to sing this song. And I'm going to need to volunteer after I sing this song to one of you guys that's come up, press one, and elaborate. And then the person who will do that, then you sing the song, and the next person will come. Well, here goes the song he gave me, right? He said, I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock, my soul machine. Oh, he's the will. He's the wheel. In the middle of the wheel, I know he'll never, never let me down. He's just a jewel. He's just a jewel that I have found. And say, a hallelujah, a hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. All right, so let's see everybody press one and can just share with what it means to praise his holy name. Everybody press one so he might just can see you and recognize you. I just want to not come with another song. We just sharing with the Lord, enjoying the Lord together. Because he just told me to just say, thank you, Lord. And tonight, just thank me. Just want, Lord, we want to reverence God tonight. We want to just let him know, Lord, we thank you. Throughout all the day, through all that we've been through all that we've gone through, when we look at this week, it's almost over. When we look at this day, and it's over, Lord, we reflect back to you and say, Lord, thank you.
Thank Hallelujah. You.
So then it was one and you said,
okay. What did he say?
You press
one. I did.
So you know, he must have a mic. Go ahead. Your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Apostle.
Okay. I love to praise you. I love to praise his name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock. He's my rock. My sword, my seven shield. He's my will. I will, in the middle of a wheel, I know he's able to carry me through. That's why I love him, I praise him, and I'm adding my own verse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because I praise him tonight. Hallelujah.
I love him.
Oh, all kind of reports. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my kidneys. I had to go take a CT scan last week. And it was saying on the paperwork that my kidneys were in fourth stage. I said, now, how can this be? And the doctor's always telling me, you're doing good for your age. You're doing good. So then I had to go to my cardiologist for my 3-month checkup. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so she was calling off the things that was in my report. And she said, well, your kidneys are still at the same place. I said, well, how can that be? Because they're telling me that my kidneys are at 4 stage. I said, we know we're eating right. I mean, Wanda really gives me some strange stuff. And I eat it, you know, because I know it's good for me. So she said, but Rose, you have to consider your age. She said, for your age, where your kidneys are is good because you have used these kidneys for a long time. They where they're supposed to be for your age. And then the next day, I had a call with, what is it?
A virtual
call with my little kidney doctor. And so I asked him about that. And he was saying, Miss Anna, you're doing great. Your level is 40-something, but yours is better than a person that was 70 years old. You see, you're 80. Your kidneys are better than somebody 70, because that would be 30. And yours is up to 40. Whatever y'all doing, keep on doing it. And he told Wanda, whatever I want you to eat, to give it to me. And I said, what about ice cream? He said, but just not too much. Okay, you have some, but not too much. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, my glucose, glory be to God, my A1C is 6-something, not like a 6.2 or 3. I'm grateful. That's why I want to praise him. Praise him with everything that's on the inside of me. Glory be to God. And I'm going to keep on praising him.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to keep on praising him and keep on living for him. Hallelujah. Because he's my love, my joy. He's my everything. And he's the one that's keeping me. Oh, glory be to God. I could just go on and on. All the wondrous things that he's done for me. Hallelujah. The 2 masses in my breast that turned out to be 2 cysts. And when they drained them, they disappeared. Oh, God of my God. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you don't know him, you need to get to know him. Because there's nobody like him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, son. God bless you, my daughter, and everybody else that's on this line. I ask God to bless you and show himself to you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 0279, your line is open.
Then right with God and do it now. Get right with God, he will show you how. Down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood. Get right with God, get right with God. Well, I tell you what, as we go about this mighty God we serving, I like the way Apostle just said about Reverend Wonder, and that was wonderful, because you know what's beautiful about it is they work it out. God has a way of working out every situation with all of us. So if we trust in him and we follow him and we get our business right with him, he'll work it out no matter what it is. He'll work it out. He'll go before us. He'll plead our cause. And he'll make a way. He'll make it. He'll be that lamp unto our feet and that light unto our path. And you know what? Just stay on the trail. Just stay on that. No matter what you're going through, just stay on it. It'll work out. that's well, I'm going to do this. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Yeah, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, Lord. That's all I want to say for right now. Thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody, amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Let's get another song. So listen, let me ask you this. When I was growing up, that's how the devotion used to be before we started service. You had to praise, and, you know, we'd get a scripture going, and then we had devotion service. And yeah, I remember testimony on devotion service would be like that. We don't too much have that in church no more, but it used to be somebody would give a testimony, and somebody might just bust out singing a song. And that's what God said. I need to get back to you enjoying me. See, we go in, we'd be all stiff, and we just wanted to hear a word from the preacher. But this is a crowd participation situation. God said you can't no longer be fans. You got to get in the game. So here go another song, right, that we asked for testimonies, we asked for praise reports, asked to add it on, and I'm going to give this song, then the next verse can go, but he said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself, oh, I couldn't keep it to myself, couldn't keep it to myself, I said that I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself, what the Lord has done for me. And said, you had ought to been there. You had ought to been there when he saved my soul. Say, you had ought to been there.
You ought to been there.
When he put my name on the road. And I started walking. I started talking. I started singing. I started shouting. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. All right. So I can go now.
Hallelujah. 1436. Your line is open.
I just want to thank God for being online, because every time I get online, it's a spiritual inspiration for me, and it lifts me up. Don't have time to be sad no more. Now you're getting on Pastor George's line, but he going to have you something to praise him for. So I'm going to sing this little song, and I dedicate it to the Lord and Jesus, because he is a sovereign God. Sovereign, my Lord God is sovereign, and he can do whatever he wants to. And he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God. God is God. Whom am I to question his authority? Whom am I to question his judgment? He's a sovereign God. God is God. Whom am I to question his authority? Whom am I? Whom am I to question his authority? He's a sovereign God. God is God. And with him being so sovereign and so wonderful and so magnificent and all that good stuff, you can't do nothing but praise him. And Pastor George and Sister Marie, I just thank y'all for letting God use y'all and y'all being and keeping having this line, because you can save a lot of souls and mend a lot of broken hearts and just listen to what God has given y'all to give us. And I thank God and I praise God for y'all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Next song, Pastor Flint.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hey, that's something. Hallelujah. I used to listen to something from Darryl Coley all the time. That QMI. Oh, my God. He is sovereign. He can do what he want to do, when he want to do, how he want to do. Let's go to some scriptures. Psalms 100. Psalm 118:29 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 91 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And Psalm 7:17 says, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness. And I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Oh, my God, my God, my God. That Psalm song, she messed me up. I had a song on that. She threw me off. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 All right, I got one. When I was younger, and I was, you know, they would have me come sing this song right here, right? And someone was like, he keeps doing great things for me. Whoa, he keeps doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 hands, oh, I'll use them just to lift him up. And it says, and if I had 10,000 tongues, oh, I'll use them just to praise his name. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. He takes better, so much better than even I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If he keeps doing great things for you, begin to give him some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If he's been doing anything for you, if you can recognize that he's done something for you, we hear in testimonies and praise reports. If he woke you up first and foremost this morning and started you on your way, he said, he woke me up, started me on my way. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, just for another day that he has kept me. Oh, God, we praise you for keeping us with a keeping anointing, God. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us just enough to give us your breath flowing through our nostrils just another day, God. God, for keeping us, God, from being in car accidents, keeping our homes, God, from being burnt in natural disasters, God, keeping us from waking up to bad news, God. This week we had a relative, God, that went to a funeral and lost their own parent, God. God, we thank you, God, that we didn't wake up to that again this morning, Father. We praise you, God. We worship you. We pray for those that are grieving, God. We pray for those that are dealing with lost loved ones, that are dealing with lost, period, God. Oh, God, we begin to thank you. Some are dealing with lost jobs and lost wages. Some are dealing with health issues, God, where the health is deteriorating, God. But, God, today we lift you up, God. We lift you up, the sovereign God, we lift you up, God. And we begin to thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made. So I'm saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. All right. I can press one if they want to interject and they want to add to sing, get a testimony, praise report, and those songs. Sovereign God, he keeps doing great things for me, or the fact that this is the day that the Lord has made, and you shall rejoice and be glad in. Is anyone, Miss Anybody else? Anybody press one?
Not yet. They're coming.
Hold on. We'll keep going. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for every good and perfect gift.
Oh, hold
Father,
on.
We just want to...
6853, your line is open.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Doing awesome.
I am blessed. I just came on, so I'm not exactly sure exactly what y'all doing right at the moment. So you just giving testimony right now?
Pastor Flynn is singing songs, and we just singing songs and giving testimonies.
Okay, then. I give God the praise. He is the head of my life. And I am just excited. I'm giving honor to the Lord who is the head of my life. I'm giving honor to Pastor Flint, who I've known for years. And it's like me, God has brought us through a lot. And it is especially, especially grateful for that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, listen, I just...
Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way for me. That's my song.
Hey, that's awesome. He is a way maker. He is a way maker. And let me ask you a question. How many of you can say he's a way maker even though he probably hadn't made a way for you? Or can say he's a healer even though your body's still racking with pain? Or can say he's a provider yet he has not provided what is needed or your prayer hadn't been answered as of yet? Or can say he'll see you through, even though right now you can't see the way out. You can't see the forest for the trees. But you can still say Jesus is a way maker. Why? Because that's what the three Hebrew boys say. He said, on King Nebuchadnezzar, we can't answer you in this matter. And so, but we can tell you this. We're not going to bow down to you. And just because he don't mean he can't, because he's able. How many know you serve a God that's able tonight? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I want to elaborate. When you're saying the way maker and the praying and fast, I want to elaborate on a testimony from yesterday. Her and the business partner, it was in Lowe's. And there was a young lady, she said, that was in the aisle, frantic and screaming probably to the top of her lungs and saying that, Lord, I fasted and I prayed and I tried and I fasted and I prayed and nothing has happened. You know, sometimes you pray and nothing has happened. Sometimes you fast and nothing has happened. Sometimes you praise and nothing has happened. But what does that mean? Does that mean you stop? No, it don't mean that. It means you do more and more. Go more and more and more. I fast more. I pray more. I praise more. I worship more. See, the enemy put these things up to us even in healings. He told us in Philippians, hold fast to that thou hast. Hold fast to it. Because even in your healing, you know, God has given you a deliverance, given you a healing. And the enemy come back with the symptoms of what you thought you had been healed from. And so those symptoms make you question if you even been healed. That's why God said, hold fast to that thou hast. So now you're saying, I prayed and I fast and I prayed and I fast. I praise and I worship. I prayed and I fast and nothing has happened. So God gave young Vera a little bit of wisdom on how to handle this situation. She just went and began to hug the little young lady and began to love on her. And until like, that demon that was bringing forth depression, that demon that was trying to rise up to depress, to oppress, to suppress, that manipulating demon, it had to subside because the love of God, how many said the love of God covers a multitude of sins, and by the love of God had come a long way, and so just been getting to hug on her and love on her, and then begin pray with her in the middle of Lowe's, in the middle of park, in the middle of the aisle, and she began to break down, and you've seen the love of God transform a child. You've seen that we are not conformers, but we are transformers. So you see the transformation begin to take place, and matter of fact, I wasn't there, so let me, I don't want to do an injustice, let me let her elaborate even more on the testimony and go further, how people on the outside looking in partake as well. Evangeline, go ahead.
Yes, like Pastor Flint was saying, so the young lady was in the middle of Lowe's screaming. She was just having a horrible day. She just moved here from New York, and she was just, she had to take a couple of buses, so she lost her key, her house key or whatever. It's hot outside. She was fasting, so she hadn't eaten. I guess, you know, probably was hungry. It's hot. She had to take all these different buses to get to Lowe's to try to, you know, get a key made. When she gets to Lowe's, the key machine is broken down. So now she has to figure out how she's going to get to another place. She doesn't know her way around Atlanta. She didn't know what bus to take to go where. And she was in the middle of the store. All of a sudden, she just started screaming to the top of her lungs. She was cursing. Then she went to saying, God, I pray, I fast. Then she goes back to cursing. So everybody else thought she was mental health. And, I mean, and at first I did too, just looking at her. And my business partner works with mental health. And I said, you work with mental health, go work. Go see what you can do. And she wouldn't do it. She just kind of stayed back and looked at her. And so everybody, the whole store seemed to have stopped for what they were doing because this young lady was making so much, she was screaming to the top of her lungs. The whole store is all just stopped. The police came in, they were like, I guess they're ready to take her to either to the hospital or whatever. And she went around the corner. So I followed her around the corner, and I started praying just right then before I even approached her. I started praying. Everybody's staring at her. They're looking at her. And I went, and I said, God, what, you know, help me. I went to her because she just looked like she just didn't. It was like she looked like she just needed something. And I went to her, and I just held my hand out to it first because I didn't know if she was, you know, if she was mental health. And I didn't know if she was going to accept it. I didn't know if she was going to snap on me. I didn't know what she was going to do, but I had to take the chance, and I said, God, lead me. And when I went to her, I just put her in my arms, and I just held her. And then I started rubbing her hair, and I started rubbing her back. But as I was talking in her ear, I said, feel the presence of God because this hug that I'm giving you is a hug from God. And then I told her it's going to be okay, whatever it is. I said, I don't care who's looking at you right now. It's just you and God right here in the middle of the store. Nobody's here but you and God. And just go ahead, whatever it is you need, just let it out. And she was screaming and she was still, she was just crying. And I held her. And at first, it was just me holding her. And then she just hugged me so tight, and she wouldn't let me go. And she just cried and cried, and I just kept consoling. I kept rubbing her, and I said, I love you. God loves you. It's going to be, he's got you. And I just kept telling her, God's got you. It's going to be okay. And I kept going, and I kept going until she just exhaled. I mean, literally, she was like, whew. She said, God bless you. She said, I feel them. I feel the love of God. And she said, God bless you. Thank you so much. And she just, I said, so my business partner, then she came over and she said, are you on medication? She said, no. She said, is there any mental health issue? She said, no. She said, it's just hard out here, and I'm tired. I said, that's okay. I said, and it's hot out here. So then she started laughing, and I said, baby, you know, what is it? So then she told me about the key, and I said, girl, I'm in here to get a key made myself. And I was. I came there to get a key for our building. And, you know, I said, well, thank you for letting me know the key machine is down. Now we both got to go find a key. And so she's like, and she started laughing. She was calming down, and she said, Nobody has ever shown me what you showed me today. And I told her, I said, it's none of me, it's all of God. And she, you know, I asked her, I said, well, you got to get a key made, I got to get a key made, let's go get a key made. I said, do you trust me? And she's like, yes. I said, do you feel safe? And she's like, yes. But in the midst of me praying with her before all this happened, let me back up. People stopped. And they started reaching their hand out towards her. So people started praying with me for her. And then one lady said, young lady, I don't know what you're going through or what it is. And she put some money in her hand. Then the police officer, he wanted to take her to the hospital. I said, no, she's good. I got her. He said, do you know? I said, never met her a day in my life, but I got her. And he was like, okay. And he gave her some money. And, you know, people were passing by, so she was blessed on that day. So my business partner took her and put her in her car. I followed her. We took her to Home Depot. We got her keys made. My business partner took her. She had an internship that she had to get to at 5 o'clock. She took her to that. And, you know, we got her phone number. She texted us and called us when she got home last night. She's like, I'm happy. She said, I just want to tell you today was going to be the last day for me because I really, really didn't want to make it anymore. I just wanted to end it all today. I said, not on my watch. It wasn't going to happen. She said, thank you. And so this morning she texted me. She said, hey, good morning, Maria. How are you? I said, fine. She said, will I see you today? I said, yeah, we'll see you today. So today, she lives right around the corner from our store. We went and got her. She came and sat there with us and spent some time with us today. And she said, when we saw her, she said, you know, I'm happy today. And she's like, because I got a job offer today. But what I told her yesterday was, you had your breakdown, now you got your breakthrough, and George told me to tell her, now you got to praise through it. And I said, now it's time for you to get your praise on. And she said, you know, I got my praise on. And she said, I'm happy, and things are working out for me. And she said, it's all good. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. And so I guess we got us a new friend, and we thank God for her. And I told her, I said, you know, you stuck with us now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that's my praise report on what happened on yesterday and today. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Flint, back to you.
Praise God, praise God. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to use this last scripture, and then it's about the power of the praise, the power of knowing your God. You got to know your God. You got to know your God. Know your God. Know the power of prayer, praise, and worship. Knowing that your blessing is in your praise. No, it's in your praise. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your deliverance is in your praise. It's in your praise. And so, James 22 through 34, and I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to say a few prayer points, and then it's in your hands after that, if I understand. So the crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered that they be stripped and beaten with rods. Verse 23 says, and after striking them with many blows, they threw them into prison, ordered the jailer to guard them securely. On receiving this order, he placed them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight. Sometimes you got to get a midnight. We always talk about the 11th hour. We always, you know, but at the midnight, I'm telling you now, that's what God said. Sometimes he said, now you got to have even these next 7 days, I want you to get to, you know, journal and journal your praising with him. You know, just have a 7 day worth of having gratitude to God, showing God how grateful you are. The 7 days can go to 30 days, but I just want you to start with 7 days, a 7 day challenge on showing your gratitude to God. He said he pressed a specific prayer of gratitude, and, You may just even write down your thoughts about it, something about a thankfulness to him and everything else. But we're going to do these. I'm charging you for that for the next 7 days. But here what we are. He said, and after striking them with many blows, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to guard them securely. On receiving his order, he placed them in an inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. And about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, a strong earthquake shook the foundations of the prison. And once all the doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, presuming that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul called out in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here." Calling for life, the jailer rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then Paul and Silas spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. At that hour of the night, again at midnight hour, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and without delay, he and all his household were baptized. Then he brought them into his home and set a meal before them. So he and all his household rejoiced that they had come to believe in God. Never let your praise go to waste. Many people don't even know they had daily prayer, praise, and worship. Daily worship of God. A daily elevation with God. They never do anything about it. You ought to amplify your praise before it evaporates. We must speak to our praise by converting it to prayer. And even at the midnight hour, that power, you know, that's the power. We don't even know the power that we have. And we never see. This is what God is saying. You got power. You got the power of the Holy Spirit. You got the power to create. You got the power to speak. Those things is not as though they were. But tonight, that's what we want them. Never let your power, that got the Holy Spirit power. You got the power. Don't let it go to waste. It's time to amplify that power that God has given you. The power to speak a word, speak a thing, and it shall be. You know, Joshua said, he held the weather, he held the sun out so they can finish the war. One of my favorites of all time is Elijah the Tishbite. It's, when you first read about Elijah in 1 Kings, the first thing happened when he stepped on the stage. You know nothing about it, but the first thing he said, "There'll be no more rain till I say so." And everything dried up. Elisha said, "God, open his eyes so we can see that greater is he that is in him than he is in the world." That the people that's around him. I mean, I'm telling you, when you got the power of the Holy Spirit, you got the power of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we sit on it. But we must begin to speak to the power by converting it to prayer and praise. It said Paul and Silas were arrested and beaten black and blue with rods and wounded their backs. They were locked up in prison, but they waited till midnight hour. And what they were waiting for. They must have known the secret of the power that God had from the secret of that midnight hour. They had to know the power. Sometimes you got to get your midnight prayer, midnight praise. I remember that's always we prayed at midnight because that's when the demons get loose. From 12 midnight to 5 in the morning, almost every demon in hell is set. And they're doing all their dirty work. So I'm telling you, while you're sleeping, they're working. So we need to be up at midnight hour and praying because there's a power in the midnight prayer. But they said they must know the secret of that midnight. They knew the secret of the midnight, the vengeance that it took. Because they waited till midnight before they released the fireworks. They said the earthquake shook. So we got to look at these things and we got to just trust God. We got to get, you know. God said his debts tied your feet with shackles. And the dungeon of poverty, you probably couldn't walk about in freedom to get jobs or do business and increase your income. Look at the young lady. She said she tried and she tried and she tried. And just a touch from God through one of his willing vessels. Now she got opportunity. God said, "We're going to turn your importunities into opportunities." So when they crossed over to the midnight hour, Paul and Silas knew that, you know, that the power of God had begun to fall. And they changed their spirit together. They sang hymns. They praised and they prayed. They knew every good and perfect word comes with God. And it came to the moment, so they escalated and amplified. And God didn't let it go to waste. He did not let it go to waste. And I'm saying tonight, amplify your prayer. Amplify your praise. Amplify your worship. Amplify your gratitude, your attitude of gratitude. Amplify your thanksgiving. And watch God show up, show out. He's just waiting on you. Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you, God, for the ability to praise, to worship, to just give you the glory that's due you. As even the scripture said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. Turn back over to you, understand for the name of the place for the service.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 5659, your line is open.
Truly, 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 this is a great day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. To God be the glory. To God glory. To God be the glory for the things he's done for me. I give God the praise. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else have a song, a testimony, a praise report before we end the night? If so, press 1 and I'll recognize you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so awesome. I just thank him for tonight. I just thank him for everything that we've heard. Thank you for just having a good time with the Lord tonight. Hold on. 4327, your line is open.
I just want to sing one quick line of one of my favorite little gospel songs before we get off the line. The song go like this. Clap your hands with me. Gotta clap your hands and stomp your feet. Because Jesus is off the heezy. So cheesy. My kneesy. Oh, Jesus is off the heezy. So cheesy. So cheesy. Woo! I had to get that off my chest. That's one of my songs.
Look here, you're a lucky man.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know what? God has a sense of humor. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I thank God for just, you know what, laughter is good for the soul. That was my child, y'all. That's Tessa Flynn's daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for tonight. We thank God for that. Just did my soul good, because I tell you what, laughter is good for the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you all enjoyed her song. 0279, your line is open. 0279, your line is open.
That was so sweet. You know, the spirit is just telling me to say this. I thank God for being able to walk around and reach out and touch and pray and look and feel and experience the birds and the sunshine and the rain and, oh, Lord, and see victory over the things that I didn't see victory over before. Because when your body get down, it takes you all, sometime it takes for you to go all the way down to know what you can do when you get up. And without repeating that, just keep that on your mind. And the way you get up is to look up. To look up. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your mind stayed on him. And just look up no matter what. I can relate to the young lady in the Lowe's store, although I haven't done that. I have done it around the house once or twice. But I can relate to that. I can relate to crying out, Jesus, just because it was just that way. Seemed like it wasn't any other way. I can relate to him being the answer. So we got these challenges, but many of the afflictions, Psalm 34 and 19, are the righteous. But the Lord delivers us from them all. We must keep this in our hearts and remember that. He did not leave us or forsake us. Because that would make that psalm not true. That would make that verse not true. So many are your afflictions. But the promise is he will deliver you from them all. It's just a matter of time. Every day has its changes and its challenges. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us from them all. So that tells you he knows all about them. And keep trusting him. That's what it's telling you. And I'm going to say it again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us from them all. Now, keep on doing what you do, but do it better the next time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. That's all I want to say. Thank you all.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We just thank God for tonight. Tonight has been awesome. I love it. It's been fun. It's been great. I just thank God for it. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Flint, any last words before we do the benediction?
The last song just that came across me, and I guess you can end the benediction with that, is that reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. If you can, that's it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. We ask that you just ask somebody else to come on the line. Invite somebody else on the line. God is doing a great thing. Hallelujah. Through this blog, we thank God. Lives are being touched. Hopefully, your life is being touched. And I just know that God has something that's even better that's going to happen right here on Thursday night. Hallelujah. And he's getting a platform. This is just a platform that's getting started for ministry to be spread throughout. And it's not going to just be here on this blog, but it's going to be spread throughout this United States, throughout this world. So we just thank God for what's happening here. And you guys are at the beginning stages of it. You are here at the beginning of it. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for you and your obedience and your support that you come on every Thursday night and just to share and to worship with us
We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. I'm going to ask Prophetess if she benedict us out, but I'm asking you that you come back on Thursday night. Come ready to just continue the party. This is a party that goes on and on. It doesn't stop. So if you're coming on thinking it's not going to be boring, it's going to always be a party. So next week, get ready to party again. Bring on your party shoes. Shoot, we can dance. We can shout. It doesn't have to be just sitting here listening. As you see tonight, the crowd participation, sing you a song, any song. We've heard that tonight. It's just going to be a song that's on your heart. So we thank God, hallelujah, for tonight. We thank God for that word. Pray for Pastor Flint. He's out. He's, you know, still traveling. Pray for his strength. And just pray that God just continue to use him in a mighty way, and that while he's on whatever coast he's on, that God will use him, and people will see whose he is and who he belongs to, and his light will shine, and it will just next person. Hallelujah. Prophetess, can you close us out, please?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm gonna do this. Be patient with me. There is power. I want you to feel God's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. You know what it is to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Okay, may the Lord watch between we and thee while we're absent, one from the other, in Jesus' mighty and holy name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen, amen.
We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed, blessed night and an awesome, awesome week. In Jesus' name, amen.